Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
From the nighttime markets of Marrakesh to chasing the northern lights in Finland, it's time to talk about some of the most extraordinary nighttime experiences in the world. For more on this, I'm joined by the award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn.
From Ed Hot Finn off Travels. The awards, Claire.
You got an award last night, I saw on social media.
Yes, thanks.
I didn't know whether you'd come in or not. You'd be so harsh
today. I know. I'm very down to earth. But yeah, no, great broadcaster of the year, travel media. And then I got a lovely award for National Broadcaster of the Year, the Travel Extra Award. In January for the TV, the America programme.
See, aren't we honoured? Aren't we honoured to have you in our presence?
Yeah.
Right, listen, we're going to start now with these nighttime experiences in Scandinavia. So yeah. What are we up to in Scandinavia?
Yeah, so I suppose the Northern Lights, you know, would be something that everybody would kind of have on their bucket list, right? And Finland and Norway would be two great places to go and see them. Now, it's like safaris, you know, you can go and you might never see them, but if you could go at certain times a year, it's a really good time to do it. And it's just so unique. And I think this is kind of...
You've done this, have you?
I have, yeah. I've kind of done all these ones that we're chatting about today. I'm called a night owl, Claire, sometimes. And it's very... I love the darkness for some reason, you know, the planets and the stars. But it's just that sort of, you're sort of that, oh, and when the Northern Lights start, of course, from the rays of the sun and the whole science behind there's just a little green shimmering. And then all of a sudden, within about an hour, you're looking at this performance of dancing lights. And it's just so unique.
So you're standing out in the freezing cold waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, you're wearing your woolies, yeah.
Not great for the cold now, Ed.
Tromsø is a gorgeous place. Like you fly, connect up to it. It was really nice in Norway. And like that would be a very good spot for seeing them now. And again, it's a beautiful, they have amazing gardens like in summertime. But in wintertime, you're up in the Arctic Circle. And it's really the place to go.
So standing there in the dark, nothing is happening. Yeah. And then suddenly.
Exactly. And of course, they forecast them because they kind of know this would be now, I think, or every 10 years, as you know, the sun, you know, kind of starts to get very active. So this would be one of the years now, which was really good to see them. Of course, saw them up in Donegal as well. And that would be a great one. Oulu, which is sort of the second biggest city there in Finland. You can connect from Helsinki, Oulu, and beautiful places there to stay as well, like log cabins. And again, you're out in nature, and that's another great spot to see it.
Gorgeous holiday.
You see Ysweita, yeah.
Like really different.
Place. Oh, it's completely different. Finland is probably an underrated place. Fabulous to go and do all that kind of activity. Now, and of course...
You're taking us to Norway now as well, aren't you?
Yeah, Norway. So Tromsø, where I also saw, that was the first sort of Northern Lights I saw that was there. But really nice. And Norway, as you'd be, you know, it's almost in the same price as Ireland now because things are getting pricey here. So you'd find the beers and things like that. So it's good value.
You won't be shocked by it.
Yeah, no, not anymore. but really good. And as I said, it's just a unique experience that you, and when you're there, I mean, you do see them here in the north as well, but it's nothing like when you're out in the snow and you're doing snowmobiling through forests and frozen lakes. It's great.
Gorgeous. Sounds lovely. Now you're taking us to a warmer place now, to the Canary Islands, and we're going to see the Milky Way.
Yeah. Now this is amazing. Now La Palma, of course, one of the islands in the Canaries, has very strict light pollution rules. Mm-hmm. So it is one of the best places to go to see what you would call, for example, the Milky Way. So you do stargazing tours there, and that is where you actually look up and you see the spiral, and it's absolutely fascinating because I've never seen that anywhere else. But because of the location and because of this, they've kind of put themselves as kind of experts in the whole area of night skies as well. We have it in Mayo and Kerry as well, of course, but this is really good because you got to see the Milky Way and you're looking up and you're just in all its glory and you're seeing all these millions of planets and stars. And it makes you feel small, and then it makes you feel part of something amazing at the same time.
So, and make a little event out of it, rather than being out for dinner and looking up. You're going to go and experience this separately.
And La Palma is a beautiful island as well. Like, again, lovely places to see that. You know, if you haven't done the other Canary Islands, of course, it wouldn't be one that a lot of people might know that well. Mm-hmm. And it's famous for this stargazing. And even if you're not into the stars, you'd go and do it because you're looking through the telescopes and you're looking at Saturn's rings and you're like, wow, you know.
It's, so are you going out somewhere to a specific place then to see this? Because you're going to have to get away from the, the lights.
And even, and they've hotels there that like have telescopes on the roofs and things like that. So, you know, you can look from your hotel, you can do it. And then you do, we did a wonderful tour there with Claudio and he took us out and you they know all the kind of top spots and the weather, of course, if it's a clear sky, which it is a lot there.
You'd probably need a guide maybe to do that.
Yeah,
to do a bit
and he's
of research
an expert
yourself.
On all of that and the planets, and he knew all the 80 or Europa moons of Jupiter and all that. So it was fabulous. Yeah.
Sounds absolutely
brilliant.
Wonderful. Now we're going to go to some night markets now in Marrakesh.
Yeah, I was just in Marrakesh, right? We have a new direct flight with Aer Lingus, which is great. And 3 hours, 20 minutes. And it was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. I stayed in the Medina. A beautiful place there. Famous place, actually, La Fornace, which means the oven. And it was just a kind of a 10-suite hotel, beautiful. And you'd walk out the door of this tranquil oasis and you're in, but, you know, it's hectic. You know, you're gone into, it's like almost like biblical times. You have donkeys, motorbices and all these narrow streets.
Spices.
Colours, spices.
Perfume.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, you know, the things you can buy, the teas and the herbs and the spices. But the Jannah El Fana, which was originally the Square of Deaths, because people used to get killed there, executed. It's now a huge, big open air restaurant at nighttime and markets. And there are snake charmers and there are, you know, get your fortune told. You can have henna. You name it. And it's all there.
And it's all sell now, I bet
it
you
is.
As well.
Now,
they're chasing you to buy.
Yeah, a little bit less. I mean, I thought Istanbul was a bit pushier, but this, it was not, a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, one place to mention there as well, the Secret Garden. Don't leave Marrakesh without going there. And at nighttime, it's stunning. They have an exotic garden and they have an Islamic garden. And it is just something else. Magnificent. Again, you walk in and you see and this huge, big garden. And you think you're like in all these narrow streets. And it's like, wow. So that's
at nighttime, you're saying, to
go
there.
Beautiful. Yeah. And you can sit on the restaurant up in the, they have an open air restaurant as well, Claire. And you can have your tagine and you can have your lovely couscous. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
And you feel like you're going somewhere where the locals go.
Yeah. And at the markets, like, just
love.
Don't be afraid. Like, a lot of people eat the street food there, by the way. It's not, you know, it's very good. You know, you don't stay away from the salads and all that sort of stuff, as we are all told. But the meats and the spices and the herbs, they're all really, really, I tried loads when I was over there and it was just really interesting stuff.
Right. So that's Marrakesh.
Yeah.
Now we're going to Austria. What are we getting up to in Austria?
Yeah. Now, Austria, there's an amazing thing that happens in a place called Bad Gastein in Austria, which is a ski resort. And up in the mountains there, they do every month, they have what they call a high moon or a full moon dinner. And it's kind of a monthly alpine feast. And what happens at the moon dinner is a candlelit experience. Imagine like a huge, big, long table. You could have like 100 people at it.
Yeah.
And you're all wrapped up in your gear. And you're melting cheese and you're doing all these delicacies. And you're under the stars. And it's a full moon. So the moon, the rays of the moon bounce off the white snow and it all lights up almost like bioluminescence.
Wow.
So it is a wonderful experience. And nobody wanted to leave. Like, it was like, you know, it was just something brilliant. And I'm actually going back to Bad Gastein and Salzburg at the end of this month because the Sound of Music is celebrating 60-year anniversary. And I'm going to try and find one of the Von Trapps if I can't put a microphone in front of them. But Bad Gastein, super place, and the moon dinner.
So you're having this, you know, fabulous food.
Yeah.
It's not just melted cheese now, is it?
It's not melted cheese. And if the chef heard me saying that, I mean, I should really... It is lavish.
Okay.
It is lavish. Sorry. Yeah, I'll be shot.
And you're all wrapped up in your gear.
You are.
Sipping your wine.
And it is the best of it. Like, yeah, the best of it. I mean, venison, you know, you have beautiful menus as well. But, and of course, the beautiful wines and, you know, and it's just the candlelit, everything is lit up by candlelight. And as I said, that it is that full moon bouncing off the snow. And it's like you hardly even need lights. It's really something unique to do. That
so that's the moon dinner.
Bad Gastein.
Bad Gastein.
Yeah, and you fly to Salzburg to do that.
Great. Okay, I like the sound of that one. Now, we're going to Switzerland now next.
Yes.
This sounds very fancy.
I love Switzerland. I went there, was 14 first on a school tour, and I keep going back all the time. Interlaken, beautiful place. I was there a few weeks ago, and it was in Stad and Interlaken. Interlaken means between two lakes. It's Lake Thun and Lake Brienz. And we did, it was nighttime raclette rafting. Now, You're making your cheese again, right? Mm. But you're melting cheese on a sort of a big dinghy, and there's four of you on one side and four on the other, and you have your potatoes and your pickled pineapples. And you're
on a boat.
And our guide was rowing us.
Oh, the poor devil was rowing eight people on his own.
So he rowed us.
No, I just feel guilty for the whole thing.
Yeah. And in fact, a few of the girls who were working, they were involved in musical choir. They start breaking into song. We had Oliver and we had all sorts, because it's very peaceful and wonderful. You've got selections of cheeses. Again, it's great fun.
And did you sing yourself?
Yeah, I did. I did sleeve them on because I thought I was alone, all alone.
There was
out
plenty
in the middle of
wine now in Switzerland, wasn't there?
Yeah, very good. The Chasselet, you can't beat it. But that is a great one to do. And again, really, Interlaken is the adventure kind of playground of Switzerland, and it is stunning. And I thought I'd probably be bored. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and there was no guilt now with this poor man who was rowing you.
Well, there was actually a little bit of guilt, because we were like, he was actually German himself, and he was kind of quiet, you know, and he was like, "Are you all right there, Austin?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm fine, thank you." And you know, so
just rowing eight people while they're having this gourmet.
And the chili
experience.
Cheese was the favourite, so save you a bit. That was really, really good. But again, delicious. You know, your wine, your raclette is lovely, because you can buy a little, bring them home with you. You can buy a little meat cheese melting raclette, and you just scrape it off, and then you put it on, and you melt it with your cheese. And people got very adventurous with the potatoes and the stuff, and they were mixing things in, and they were getting all very sort of, you know, chefy. So it was great.
Singing Schlieve them on. That's raclette rafting in Switzerland.
Yeah, in Interlaken.
Like the sound of that as well. Some great ideas there, Ed, as always. And it's lovely to see you. That's
brilliant.
Ed Finn.
Thanks a million.
From Ed Finn Travels, joining us there on the programme with some nighttime adventure.